2:31. It is the Monday edition. We kick off Hour 1. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Of course, Mark, you were away for all of 2 days.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about where you were, what you did, and what you learned here in a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But Saturday night, I said I had some audio to play, and Torgo, you brought it in. And I want to make sure we get it out of the way here. That way we don't forget about it and put it off and put it off. So let's just take care of it. His name is Tram Hudson. Torgo, you brought this in. Do you want to set the stage here?
Sure. Tram Hudson is a Republican who is running for a Florida seat in Congress. He is running to take over Catherine Harris's congressional seat.
Against Vern Buchanan, right?
Who cares?
I believe so. I don't know the name of his opponent.
I believe that's the case.
But, yes, Tram Hudson.
Very southern-sounding race. Tram and Vern.
That's right. But Tram Hudson is a U.S. congressional candidate from Florida, and he was giving a speech and was telling a story from his past, you know, an anecdote to make some kind of a point, and
no, to make people like him more.
Maybe.
Anecdotes work that way, right?
They
do. You tell a little story about yourself, it humanizes you, and people like you more.
Right, exactly. So, you know, Tram Hudson was telling a little story about his military experience, and I think we've got a clip of it.
And that's where we pick up here.
Training down there, I was commander of an infantry company, and we were practicing crossing a river. And, you know, an infantry company, 140-some-odd soldiers, what have you, large number were black. I grew up in Alabama. I understand, I know this from my own experience, that blacks are not the greatest swimmers or may not even know how to swim. But we were crossing this.
Whoa.
We want to make sure every soldier...
He knows that from experience, huh?
Yeah. He does. From experience, Tram Hudson knows that blacks don't know how to swim.
When I was growing up in Alabama, we used to throw them in the river. What was he thinking?
I don't even know. And he just went on with his story.
Right.
Like, he didn't even realize that he said something that probably wasn't the wisest thing to do in a public venue.
Well, now, it looks like he didn't realize it. We don't know. We weren't inside his brain at that moment. But if you're watching the clip, and Torgo, if you could post the link on our bulletin board system so other people can see this, that'd be good.
Yeah, I definitely will. But
when you watch the clip, he just rolls right into what he's saying next. He doesn't pause. He doesn't hesitate for even a moment. He doesn't glance around to see how it sunk in. And he just keeps going. So you wonder if he even realized what just came out of his mouth.
Right. It's just like he was quoting facts from any other source in the midst of his stories. Well, you know, this year is 6 years after the millennium that happened in the year 2000. And one of the things, and just keeps right on going, right. You know.
Well, to him, it was a fact.
Exactly.
Apparently.
Blacks don't know how to swim. He was raised in Alabama. He knows this.
Well, I, as you know, when I was younger, I was a lifeguard. I was a lifeguard.
Oh, were you, Mark?
Yes, I was. And in my lifeguard training class that I took when I was all of 15 or 16 years old,
right.
I don't know how old I was, the instructor told us that it was science, and I believed him. I don't know that it's, you know, like, I don't know. I didn't do the science, so I'm not sure, but that black people have a thicker bone mass, or, you know, more dense bone mass.
So wait a minute. So hold on a second. When we first came across this Tram Hudson story, we didn't do it. I don't think we said anything about it on the air. I just mentioned it to you off the air, just because it was just a local thing and it was silly. And you made that comment to me off the air, and I thought, I figured you'd done some research or something like that. That was actually not anything based on research. It was based on what your lifeguard instructor, your southern lifeguard instructor, told you 20 years ago.
That's pretty accurate, yeah.
When I was a kid growing up in the country here in Florida,
that's how people learned things, though. You know, I mean, they learn, quote unquote, learn. That's how people believe things, is they pick them up along
the
way.
So now I want to know if it's true.
Yeah.
Is it really true that black people have more dense bone mass?
I don't know, but
but even so, regardless of that, Mark tried to make this as some kind of a point. He's like, well, they do have denser bones, but that wasn't the issue. He didn't state that blacks are physically incapable of swimming. He said black people don't know how to swim.
Right. Probably.
Them black people too dumb to swim.
Wasn't the way to go, you know. He probably should have just left the black
now,
people out of it, really.
My favorite part of this whole story is the fact that he's issued an apology.
Okay.
Really? Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry black people can't swim.
He says, I said something stupid.
Yep.
I apologize for it and would apologize in person to anyone hurt by my comments. To those who are understandably offended, you have my deepest apologies, and I want you to know that it was out of character for me, and those who know me, and those who know me know that to be a fact. This was a, here's my favorite line. This was a thoughtless remark that does not reflect my lifetime commitment to treating everyone fairly and without bias.
Wow.
Really?
Out of character
just,
for him.
It's out of character. Just, he, without thinking, completely violated his lifetime commitment to treating everyone. If you make a lifetime commitment to something,
yeah,
I don't think you're just going to be like, oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking about my lifetime commitment.
Yeah, and if it's out of character, what are you doing on stage representing yourself out of character? Why aren't you being yourself, Tram?
Now, I can see doing something out of character. Somebody caught you in a stressful moment, and you do something that you wouldn't normally do. But this is a guy just standing in front of a room of people doing his job, just talking, trying to, you know, get favor with the people that he's speaking to. And to just do something completely out of character, I don't think so. No, he's just one of those guys who he grew up.
He's a Southern racist.
He grew up in Alabama thinking certain things about the black folk, and he still thinks it.
Well, I don't think that because you think that black people can't swim, that you're a racist. I mean, like, certainly not the worst kind of
racist.
That's
retarded.
It's a silly thing to say, it, certainly. I mean, it's a dumb thing to say.
It's based in racism, if whether or not he's really a racist, to say that one race of people cannot swim, keep themselves afloat in water, is
he said
absolutely
swim or
ludicrous.
Swim very well, I believe is what he
no,
said.
No, he said they either can't swim or they don't know how to swim, is what he said.
I
have the quote right here. Oh, no, it says they're not the greatest swimmers or may not even know how to swim. Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I thought I heard him say.
Okay.
So, I mean, there you go.
All right, Mr. Defender.
How many? I'm not trying to defend him. And, you know, I mean, in his own defense, how many black people have won the world gold medal in, you know, freestyle swan strokes? Apparently, I'm not a very good swimmer either.
So are you trying to say that white people can't run? Are you going to make that kind of a racist statement now? White people have no ability to sprint a quarter mile?
Well, they certainly can sprint a quarter mile, but in the Olympics, some black guys more than likely are going to beat them. I mean, just that's the way
that is. But do you think that has to do with him being a black man, or do you think it has to do with maybe the dedication and training he has put in?
I don't know. I don't know if there's some slight differences in the races.
You know what I'd like to see?
I do believe that American blacks were bred at one point, and that gives their gives them an athletic ability that they wouldn't that other blacks in other countries don't necessarily have.
So what we need to do is we need to start buying and selling white folks based on their strengths and weaknesses, and start breeding us some, you know, breeding us some stronger white folks. Maybe some blonde-haired, blue-eyed ones would be a good place to start.
I think the idea of buying and selling people is reprehensible.
I think what we need to do is get Tram Hudson, shave his head, and throw him in a pool, and see if Tram Hudson can actually swim.
Why do we need to shave his head first?
Well, it'll get more aerodynamics.
So. Oh, I see.
Hydrodynamics,
yeah. Yeah, that's why that's why professional swimmers put on those caps and everything.
Well,
they shave their arms and everything like that.
I understand why professional swimmers do it who are racing,
right.
But you're just we should throw him in a pool to see if he can swim. You don't need to shave your head for that.
I know, I just want to humiliate
him, and I have a lot of hair.
I just want to humiliate the
guy. Well, you should have just said that part of it. You know, when I said why we need to shave his head, because it would make him look dumb. Because that's your real reason.
Okay.
I don't even know
why. Oh, why are you going to try and make? He's a politician. Why do you care?
Okay, true.
Well, one thing's for certain, this politician stepped in it.
He certainly did.
I don't know which one's the better man for the job, Tram or Vern, but
I'm sure they're both just as bad as one another.
Chances are good they both want to grow government as opposed to shrinking it.
Yep. I know that for a fact.
I'm for whoever wants to shrink government.
Right. In that case, it's neither one. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, and you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. In fact, Mark, you had some audio, we're not going to play it, of George Bush.
Ha ha, I got mine played.
Revealing...
Big fat hairy deal.
What did you find?
You know, I was just listening. Somebody sent me some audio from CNN, and on it, George Bush reveals that we went into Iraq for weapons of mass destruction, and there weren't any. So anybody who believes that there were, George Bush says we didn't find any weapons of mass destruction
The source.
And what did Saddam Hussein have to do with 9/11? He says nothing.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. You bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. On the way, thumb scanning is hitting airports.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking, thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And of course you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 120,000 posts are there. Over 1,200 people interacting. All kinds of different topics. Serious stuff. Fun times. You'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. All right, so before we get back into some of the more serious issues we have to discuss tonight, Mark, where'd you go this weekend?
Well, I went to the Landmark Forum. It was down in Fort Lauderdale, and
is this a stadium?
No, it's a course.
Wow.
Landmark Education. You can check it out at landmarkeducation.com.
Ah, okay.
Plug.
Okay.
So what is it?
It's a course on how to get whatever you want in life. It's a lot of people use it for business. A lot of people use it for personal things. A lot of people use it if loved ones died or divorce is affecting them. Or
wait, if it's a course to get whatever you want in life and you do it when loved ones die, does this teach you how to get them back?
It doesn't do that.
Okay.
So you can't really.
So it's not whatever you want in life.
Well, their little caveat to that is you can have anything you want for yourself or your life that you enroll others in your having gotten. So you have to tell other people, and they have to believe you that you're going to get what it is you want.
I've
always said that I want to propel myself to the moon via my own flatulence. Nobody believes me, and I haven't done it yet.
I see.
Maybe someday.
Maybe someday.
Maybe with all the advancements in private space travel, you can see that dream.
So how do they go about helping you get what you want in life?
Well, you sit in a room on a chair with 150 other people for 3 days, from 9 a.m. to about 10 p.m., and, you know, there's a Landmark Forum leader, and that person goes through a list of things. They call it a conversation, and then people come up and share, you know, what's going on with them and how, you know, problems they've had in their life and throughout the weekend.
It's like a big group therapy session.
It's a lot like a big group therapy session.
Yeah. Okay.
For people who maybe have heard about EST back in the 70s and 80s.
What?
EST. It's Earhart Seminar Training, I believe, is what
okay.
it Werner Earhart.
Related to Amelia?
No, I don't think
okay.
so.
Oh,
as a matter of
okay.
fact, he changed his name, so I'm certain he's not related. But the technology's come along a long ways, and it's a lot shorter.
The technology.
The self-help technology?
That's what it's called. Technology is what? Intellectual stuff, right?
I mean. Okay, so how have they improved the technology of self-help? I mean,
it's faster.
I know you were running sound.
I was running sound because
so they have microphones and amplifiers now. Is that the improvement that they made?
In this particular case, I didn't pay for the course because it was closed. There was already there were already 150 people.
How did you get in?
I assisted in the course, and
I
assisted, I sat at the soundboard and I ran the board, and I was terrible.
All right, that's where I was going next.
We all know that Mark can't push buttons properly.
It's just the cues. I'm terrible. I just don't pay attention.
So.
I'd be watching what's going on up front, you know, watching the action, people talking, you know, this person talking or that person talking, and I'd miss that I was supposed to turn on a microphone for another person.
Oh. Yeah. So if you were running sound and weren't able to participate.
Right, I didn't get to go up there and, like, talk or anything like that.
How did you get anything out of it?
Well,
from listening to everybody else whine about their lives, it's just like, I hate me, and then the person running it says, good, you should. Is that?
Well, they tell you ways to go about improving your life, and they have you get on the telephone and talk to your loved ones and, you know, get more connected. So throughout the weekend, people go from, you know, a bad space to a good space.
So were you in a bad space before you went?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, my wife wanted me to take the Landmark Forum.
The wife who you're divorcing.
The wife who, whom I was separating from.
You were separating from.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, we'll get to that. Hold on, we'll get to that. Let's go back to the main reason why she wanted you to go.
Just for the listener's sake, I haven't said anything to either Ian or Torgo because I just wanted to see
Ian's
face.
Yeah, this is news to me. This is all news to me.
I kind of expected it, but that's okay.
Okay, so your wife wanted you to go to this.
Correct.
Now, to be fair, she wanted him to go to this the day they decided to separate. And he waited until this weekend.
Yeah, it's been quite some time.
Yes.
It's not like they happen all the time and you have to register in advance.
No, but there was one that weekend that she asked you to go.
Yeah,
oh, by the way, you've been to these before.
Right.
How many?
This is not my first time. This is my second Landmark Forum. I've been to an advanced course. I took the communication access to power course.
How long does it take to figure out what you want? Like, you've been to so many different seminars, advanced, communication to power, five times. I mean, how long does it take? How many courses?
I think everybody
knows
what they want. It's just that people aren't very good at getting it. People do a lot of destructive things.
Can you get what you want by spending all your money on the Landmark Forum?
I don't think you spend all of your money. Like, if you think about what
what would this have cost you had you not been helping out?
It would have cost me $200 because I'm reviewing it, but normally it costs $425 to take the landmark form.
If you've never been.
If you've never been.
So if you're going again, then you pay.
Right, I'm a reviewer.
Got it.
I'm in the club. I've got the little...
Do you have a pen?
I have no card or no pen.
What about a decoder ring? So that you can make sense of all the nonsense they're spewing up on the stage.
They're not spewing any
nonsense.
I swear to God.
No, I know this. I know what this stuff is because I've seen some of it before. It's really just common sense thrown in your face. That's what these things are.
Well, kind of common sense. That people can use and it works.
It's common sense that you already know. It's just being repeated and rehashed so you can hopefully internalize it a little bit
better. Then why are people so messed up, Ian?
What do you mean?
People are messed up. Like, the world's full of messed up people.
Well, they went to government school.
Okay. That's the explanation. That's it.
So, anyway, Mark, your wife wanted you to go to the landmark forum. And why was this that she wanted you to go? Why did she feel this could save your marriage?
Was that why you were going?
Well, because...
Or why did she... Okay, that's right, because she wanted you to be able to figure out what it was you wanted.
Well, she wanted me to take the course because she wanted to save the marriage.
Right. She wanted to change what he wanted, because what he wanted, at least as I understood it, was to not be monogamous anymore.
Right, the life of a rich international playboy.
Right, exactly.
Just like Jethro Boneed.
Bodine.
Bodine, yeah.
Yes. From the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, okay.
Some hilarious stuff. You have
he
to
wants to
show.
Live the life of a rich international playboy doing a job for which he doesn't get paid and and renting your spare room.
I think that's a little unfair.
Well, isn't that what you were planning on doing?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I'm getting paid, right?
Oh, okay.
All right. So moving on. So you went there to save the marriage. That was the reason why you went. And did you? I mean, what did you internalize out of this trip? What was new?
Well,
to you?
For me, that
what did you take away from it?
I took away, among other things, but what's applicable for me is that like love is love and sex is sex, and they're not the same thing, and they don't mix. They don't necessarily mix, and they don't necessarily have anything to do with each other.
You don't have to have one to have the other, but you can have them both together.
Right. And that if, for instance. Let's suppose I had five women on the stringer. I would be spending a lot of time.
Is that what you call it, on the stringer? I mean, do you keep track of? Do you have like a chart at home on the stringer, and you got names?
I'm just using it.
It's in his head, I think.
I know. I just
allegorical.
You have five women going at the same time.
I could just see you planning out your international playboy life, and so you would have the stringer on which you would list names. But go ahead.
So suppose I do.
Okay.
It's going to cost me a lot of time.
Sure.
I generally don't spend money on women. It's just my policy.
Mm-hmm.
But
good policy.
Time is essentially money because I would be spending,
doing something else.
I could be doing something else and making more money. So even if I had those five women, there would still be 5 million out there that I didn't have, and I would still not be able to have sex with them, and
never
I would
satisfied.
Still be left empty and
I want to come back
way.
And talk more about this. 800-259-9231. Will Mark be fulfilled? 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control of the airways. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text.
Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to gcnlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized License Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show there and a dial-up version, both of them on the house, freetalklive.com. So we're talking about your weekend, Mark. It's unusual that we spend a lot of time on any one of the co-hosts on this show. It's not really a show about the host, but this is pretty darn interesting.
Yes.
What you did this weekend, so I want to talk about it.
It is funny to watch Mark Witch squirm.
So you went to a self-help seminar called Landmark.
The Landmark Forum. Right.
And we're going to get back into this, but you actually invited me to one of these Introduction to Landmark.
This was Introduction to Landmark Forum, right.
Did you go?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I humored him. I figured I'd go and see what it was all
You're
about.
You're a true friend, Ian.
Yeah, well.
He answered the phone this weekend when I called to check on him, and he's like, hello? Because he just knew that I was going to ask him, come on, Ian, come to the Tuesday night of Landmark Forum with me.
No, I didn't even think that for
no?
a moment.
Okay.
I knew that I'd shut you down pretty effectively before, and indeed you didn't ask me.
I think you would enjoy it thoroughly, but at this point there is no opportunity to do it because we do the show six nights a week. And
anyway, you invited me to the Introduction to Landmark, and I said, okay, fine. I'll go see what it's all about.
Is this the Free Mooney recruiting seminar?
It's not religious in any way.
I drink
no Kool-Aid. There's nothing cultish about it.
I figured I'd give it a shot and see if maybe they were doing something different. Maybe there's something revolutionary here that I'm missing out on. Mark's really into it. I figured it's worth a shot. I'll give him the hour or however long it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there, and it was at his house, and he'd had a couple. It was kind of like a little Tupperware party.
Aww.
Except without the network marketing and the charts. And
no network marketing, no charts.
Right. So I went there, and it was pretty much what I expected it to be. It was the same stuff I'd heard before in the past, just repackaged and called the Landmark Forum. I mean, it's self-help is self-help.
Right.
You've come across some self-help, you've pretty much seen it all.
I call it self-improvement. I don't think that self-help's a very accurate term.
Okay, whatever. Self-improvement, you can call whatever you want, make you feel good. So
thanks.
I think there's
no real difference between those two.
Words are important.
That's how it makes him feel.
Except for how it makes you feel. And you know what? What you want in life is important, even though life is empty and meaningless, as you learned over the course of
this
weekend.
One thing that they teach you is that life is, in fact, empty and meaningless.
That it's empty and meaningless. Yes, they say, life is empty and meaningless, and the fact that it is doesn't matter. Nothing matters, and neither does this. And neither do you, or anything that you've done.
And that's just nihilistic. For 4:25. As a matter of fact, it is out of nihilism. It's
really?
they take pieces of different types of philosophy.
And you come out of this feeling good?
Yes, absolutely.
You come out of this with a determination to make your life better, even though it doesn't mean anything. I'm not exactly sure how this works. At the end of the weekend, they just go, just kidding.
No, they tell you that since life is empty and
they tell you you're insignificant as well?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
wow.
Doesn't that
seem a little self-deprecating and damaging?
No, I figured out, and I was talking to Mark about this before the show, you no longer feel hopeless because you realize that there's no point in hoping to begin with. So,
well, think about it. People think that their problem, whatever their crummy little problem is the most important problem in the world. You know,
and it is to them.
It is.
I've got cancer, right? Well, that's the thing. You know, right. like it's actually a...
Did you give your father this speech?
Believe me, there were people...
Look, Dad, I know, but...
There are dying people in that room, okay?
Okay.
I mean, it's not... It's not just me. Whatever their little problem is, there's 6.5 billion people on the planet.
Yeah.
You know, and...
They've all got problems.
They've all got problems, and all their problems are just as insignificant as the rest of them. I mean, they're all just hairless monkeys running around making their problems significant.
Yeah.
You have been mind-warped by this stuff. I want to come back and explore more of this, but we've got Nikaya on the line. He's been waiting patiently. I want to go to him here. Nikaya, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, going good. We're just discovering that Mark is losing his mind here, but what's on your mind?
And paying for it.
I think Mark lost his mind a long time ago.
Very good, sir.
I just want to let you guys know that I have officially started my move. Oh. I have a place waiting for me in Hampton Beach, and I'm bringing two friends up to move with me. So what's that? I need one more to be a golden porcupine, I believe.
Yeah,
awesome.
If you've signed up three people for the Free State Project, you are a golden porcupine. It doesn't mean that you get big bucks or anything like that. You just get a nice little pin and a little certificate of golden porkness, and you're in the club, the elite club. I think there's only about, what, 7, 8 golden porks?
I'm at two... registrations at this point, and then two signups, and I'm hoping to get a third, and
so
I'll be golden pork also.
So you're going to New Hampshire as we speak?
Well, we're in Palm Beach tonight. We'll be in North Carolina tomorrow, and we've started the move.
That is exciting, and I can just tell by the sound of your voice that smoking marijuana is a very important thing to you, Nikaya.
Yes, it is. But I'm also on a couple of Percocets right now because I had some dental work done.
Which means that
I hope you're not driving.
You're probably going to get involved.
Actually, I am.
I would think there's going to be the Boston Hemp Fest coming up in September, and you're going to be up there in time for that. So hopefully you'll get involved and help out with the Free State Project.
I'm actually planning on throwing one of my own next summer.
Right, yeah, that's right. You'd mentioned that in the state of New Hampshire. Very cool.
Yeah,
so anything else on your mind?
Hopefully in Keene. I've already got a couple bands that are interested. So
excellent. That's awesome. Well, good luck with the trip. Are you going straight through, or are you going to stop off to at a hotel?
I've got a couple stops.
Got a couple stops.
How long do you guys make it up there?
I don't know. Probably sometime, hopefully this summer, if all goes as planned. So we'll see you up there, Nikaya. Thanks for the
call,
man.
Very cool.
Appreciate
one last thing.
Oh, yeah? Okay,
Doug Stanhope for president in 2008.
Yeah, we're actually going to have him on the show as soon as he launches his official campaign website. We are going to bring him on the show. So we're looking forward to that. We are 100% behind Doug Stanhope.
Already,
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number.
Yes, it is.
1-800-259-9231. All right, so we're talking about Mark's experience at the Landmark Forum, which appears to be not... It's now more than what I thought it was. I thought it was just a self-improvement seminar talking about how to make your life better, but in fact what it is some sort of a weird nihilistic, your life sucks, you're worthless kind of...
And I would like to just challenge a statement that Mark made a couple of minutes ago. When I made a joke about it being, you know, the little free seminar being like the Mooney recruitment seminar, you said it's not cultish.
You're not cultish.
Oh, it certainly is. And the only reason I say that is because you and everyone that I have ever met, I've known you for 4 years.
Yep.
You haven't stopped talking about it since I met you. And everyone that I know that has also been there talks about it as much as you do. I've gone to lunch with you and a couple of friends before, and I'd say almost two-thirds of the conversations every time we've gone out has somehow gone towards Landmark
really?
Forum.
It changes your way of being. It absolutely does. And the,
so it's drinking Kool-Aid.
And then,
no,
but,
it doesn't.
And then you're no, trying to get everyone else you know to go. So it is a cult.
No, no, it's not. It's in order to be a cult, cults separate people from their loved ones,
uh-huh.
right? And does Landmark do that?
I don't know. I don't know. Your wife went too, so I couldn't say because you took your wife.
Well, his wife is a member as well. Wait, who went first? Did you guys just didn't you meet at Landmark?
We did.
Okay, so they were both already going.
Right. Well, you know, they try and keep everything in the family, so to speak.
What about my mother?
What about your mother?
She hasn't gone.
Does she go?
No.
No. Okay.
She's not interested in going. What about my friend, Ian?
Right, but if you keep badgering her about it, she's not going to get more and more interested.
Do I badger you about it?
No, you don't.
There you go.
Oh, now don't get all puffy and offended.
I'm just telling you, it's not cultish. I mean, is it important to people? Absolutely. So are lots of things. People talk about lots of things that are important, too. If you talk to somebody who likes remote control cars, great. They're going to talk to you about remote control cars, even if you don't want to hear about it.
All right, so let's talk more about what you learned this weekend about yourself. You came in wondering what to do about this divorce that you were planning on going through. The reason why you'd attended in the first place was because your wife had suggested that this is something you should do before you go through the process of getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can look at things in a different from a different perspective, etc. So you attended, and you discovered, as I'm recapping now, you discovered that love is love and sex is sex.
Right.
They don't necessarily have to be intertwined.
Sure.
Is what you discovered.
Yeah.
How is that going to apply to you in the future?
Well, you know, that was what was important to me. I wanted to be able to have sex with whomever I wanted to be able to have sex with. But I really did love Laura, and I think you knew, you know, I would say that if I wanted a wife, Laura would be the one that I'd want. I just don't want one. And I would say that I don't want one because I wanted to have sex with other people, and I knew she wouldn't go for that.
So you don't want a wife, or you do want a wife? We'll find out coming up in moments. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Da-da-da-da!
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplements for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. What we ask in return is that you buy some stuff from us. We've got our Free Talk Live store. It is now open. It has only been open for a matter of about 3 weeks at this point, and we're still in a pre-order phase for about another week or so. So any time in the month of August, if you buy a product at store.freetalklive.com, you add it to your shopping cart, you'll notice the price drops by over 7%. That's because you're getting the pre-order discount, because right now we're still kind of in the phase of figuring out what people want, figuring out the demand for the different products, and as a result, we're giving you a discount for your patience. So go to store.freetalklive.com, shop through our t-shirts and hats and other cool stuff that we've got there. Again, it is store.freetalklive.com. We're talking about Mark's little cultish self-improvement seminar.
Cultish
thing.
Is not fair.
Cultish is a little more fair than cult, I think.
No, cult has to do with
cult-like.
Religion.
There's nothing.
No.
A cult does not have anything, does not have to be about religion.
Point one out.
Point.
No, cults are about religion.
Landmark Forum.
It is not a cult.
We're going to get back into it. And the reason you went...
And by the way, they have a statement from like different preachers, like all kinds of letters from different preachers saying this has nothing to do with religion.
Really?
Because a bunch of preachers
have come out and said, we swear this isn't a cult. They're probably members of the Landmark Forum as well, right?
They took it. That way they'd know.
Got it.
And there's no membership.
Oh, really?
It's just a class, man.
I see. So you don't continue on. I thought you said there was different levels.
There's more classes you can take. There are no levels to achieve. This is not Scientology.
Wait. You can go to the advanced class without having attended the initial class?
No, you have to take the
All right, then
the
there
forum.
Is a membership there. Then there's somebody who is tracking your progress in the
I don't see that that's membership. It's it's simply a course requirement.
Okay. You can call it whatever you want. There's nothing wrong with there being a membership. I'm not attacking
it. Not a membership. I don't pay any dues.
Let's go to the... Well, you pay when you go to the class.
I pay for classes.
Let's go to the phones. To Jay in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo, Mark.
This is pretty interesting, guys.
Hey, Jay, we're talking about...
Mark, I don't want to get you mad here, bud, but I... Well, for one thing, though, would Heaven's Gate be a cult?
What was that?
Heaven's Gate isn't a religion, and they were a cult.
Weren't they people that believed that they were going to get on, that God was coming in this
Halley's
station?
Halley's Comet, I think.
But it wasn't God.
It was aliens.
It was just aliens.
It was just aliens, yeah.
Okay.
That has, and also, though, I mean, I don't know what religion Mark is, but I believe that these seminars he's taken is a little redundant. If he knew in his heart and his brain that obviously he didn't want to be married and have sex with a bunch of other people, I think that's kind of a little selfish, and it's a little redundant to be going to these seminars.
Well, now, wait a minute. There's nothing wrong with being selfish. Everybody is selfish, and
true.
To label someone selfish is silly, because everybody makes selfish decisions every single day. Everything we do
true.
But
is
I admit
ourselves.
It. You know, I admit to my selfishness.
True. But I'm Catholic.
Okay.
If you're going to marry somebody, you're going to... I've seen people around me, my own family, you know, everybody's divorced. That's probably why I never got married.
Sure.
And I, it's probably something psychological, I don't know, you know, from what's around me. I have no idea. But I just kind of think if Mark made that statement that he didn't want to be... He wanted to be married, but he wants to have sex with somebody else and everybody else, that's kind of blatant. And these seminars would be a little redundant.
Well, I don't know. I don't quite get where you're coming as far as redundancy goes, but
going to seminars, if you already know that you don't, if you're going to try to improve yourself and improve the fact that's what I'm trying to get at.
Well, I'm not going to be having sex with other people.
Good for you. Good.
You're not?
No.
Is that what you determined from all this?
That's what you kind of said, Mark. Yeah.
I determined that I would want to have sex with other people, even if I had 10 women that I was having sex with.
Right.
If I had a harem of 10 women, there would still be other women that I wanted to have sex with that I wouldn't be able to have sex
with.
Well, who
wouldn't? Okay, now I get
right.
What you're saying.
So why not just have sex with one woman that I'm, you know, having sex with and
but
still
you tried
be
that, and it didn't work for you.
It worked good enough.
But it
obviously
didn't
not if you're going to these seminars.
Well, who's perfect, man?
Oh, man.
Jay, great call. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. One thing he pointed out that I didn't get a chance to sort of rebut is, you know, like, this was marriage that you had. And I've had a lot of people say that to me over the last 4 or 5 months or whatever it's been. And, you know, like, marriage is an agreement between two people, and it's whatever sort of agreement you come up with.
Yeah.
So, Laura
no,
and I.
No,
have...
it's not. It's an agreement between two people and the government rules are what the agreement is.
Only if you. In our particular case, that's what it was. It was an agreement between
you're
two people.
About what marriage should be.
Correct.
Okay.
And what it is in a lot of couples.
And
okay, I suppose if they don't go through the government ceremony.
Right.
Which is rare. You say a lot of couples? Are there a lot of people that.
There are a lot more than you'd think.
Okay. That's good.
So,
good news.
The point that I'm trying to make on this mm-hmm. is that. You know, our agreement, Laura and mine, was we were going to get married, and we were going to try it out for a year and see how it went.
Right.
And if we didn't, you know, if neither of us wasn't happy at the end of that year, then, you know, we'd go our separate ways and everything would be fine.
And you weren't happy.
And I decided
you wanted,
I would take that out, take my back door.
You wanted variety.
Uh-huh. And
really, I tried to do that, and you slapped me.
No backdoor jokes, please.
So you weren't happy. But she still wanted to keep the marriage together. She asked you to go to the seminar.
Mm-hmm.
You went to the seminar, and you've come back deciding to stay in the marriage.
Correct.
But you just... But the reason you went was because you weren't happy. So are you happy now all of a sudden because you went
to
the seminar?
I woke up happy. Like, I swear to God.
You
what
think,
can I tell you about that?
You think... Wait a minute. You think that this weekend seminar is going to change your outlook, your sexual outlook on life? You, the man who is known, notorious, for having, as you called it earlier, a stringer of five women all at once, notorious for this. All five women not knowing that the other four women exist. You're notorious for this. You believe that all of a sudden, because you went to a seminar, that you're going to change your worldview?
Yes.
Well, good for you.
Now, how long do you think Torgo before he's chomping at the
well,
bit to
when,
step out
when
again?
Do you and the wife get back together?
When?
Yes.
She'll be moving in tonight.
She'll be moving in tonight.
At least sleeping at the house tonight.
Okay. Let's see. You're moving to New Hampshire sometime this summer. Is she coming with?
Yeah.
Oh, she's making
the
move
to
New Hampshire?
She is. We'll figure something out.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
All right. Okay. So you're not going to be escaping from the wife. She'll be coming with.
Right.
So you're dragging the socialist up to New Hampshire then?
I say 3 months.
3 months.
3 months before
until
before he's doubting himself again.
It's not fair to call her a socialist. I mean,
She's coming around.
I believe you've labeled her as a statist in the past.
She certainly is a statist.
Okay.
All right. Now, Mark, here's my question about all of this, because you state that you've had the epiphany. You've come to the realization that, well, even if I had 10 women, I'd want to sleep with more.
Mm-hmm.
So why not just be happy with the one woman that I like and still want to sleep with women, because I'm always going to want to.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying when I have these 10 women, there'll be all these other women that I want to sleep with that I can't. Well, the thing is, when you were with your wife, there were all these other women that you wanted to sleep with where you could. And that's what was causing your problem. You had opportunities. You're comparing it to a situation in which there are other women that you can't have. Trying to compare it to a situation where there are other women that you can have.
Well, I won't be able to because I've made a commitment not
to. Wait. Okay, so now I want to understand this.
Oh, God.
I want to...
There's... No.
Whoa.
No.
What commitment?
No. He's like, oh, I won't be able to. I'm a man of my word. Is that what you're trying to say? You're too noble to go back on your word.
Okay.
You made what commitment?
A commitment.
What commitment?
Not to have sex with other women.
While you're married.
Right. Well, while I say that I'm not going to have sex with other women.
Okay. I've made a commitment not to have sex with other women for as long as I've decided not to have sex
that's
with other
how
women.
Life is, though.
As soon as I decide to have sex with another woman,
that's how
so,
life is.
So what you're saying is
you're constituted by your word. What you say about yourself and your life is
I understand.
What's so.
I understand that, but the way you just made a statement, yeah. I've given my word to not do this until I break my word.
Now wait,
so change my mind.
You're moving at some point. Hopefully.
Then why make a commitment? That's not a commitment.
Is it possible that what you're doing to your wife here is unfair? Is it possible that you're lying to her and lying to yourself to somehow make her feel good? Because what you're talking about doing is asking her to uproot herself and follow you to New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
Where you're going to be in a college town full of 19, 20, 21-year-old young female students all walking around, all lonely. You're going to be in a college town, Mark. You don't think, if you don't think you have temptation in Sarasota, Florida, one of the oldest communities in the world, what are you getting into? I mean, really, if 3 months later, after you move to New Hampshire, if 3 months later, after you decide that you haven't had enough, that you do want to step out on your wife, how's that going to make her feel?
I didn't do it the last time. I didn't step out on her. I told her what it was that I wanted and how I wanted to go about it, mm-hmm. and, you know, that would...
Okay. What happens then? You pick her up, move to New Hampshire, and 3 months, a year, 2 years down the road, you say, yeah, this monogamy thing, not going to work for me.
I will pay to relocate her, and I assume she'll take me for half of what I'm worth.
As wow. well she should.
Wow. 800-259-9231. If you've got a comment on this and the self-help, self-improvement stuff, if you have been there and done that and want to reflect, or even if you're still caught in the midst of it, more on the way. This is your show. Hour 2's coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you run